Welcome, everybody, to the award-winning Newsmakers Podcast. I'm Kyle Gargaro, Managing Editor of the ACHR News. Actually, we haven't won any awards, but let's face it, it's only a matter of time. Anyway, today we are bringing you an interview from deep in the heart of Texas. News editor Mike Murphy visited our distributor friends at the Hardy National Convention in Houston. He sat down with Hardy President Christine Ardini, who spoke about being the first woman president of Hardy, the Distribution Learning Network, and upcoming HVC legislation. We'll see you on the other side.
I'm here with Chrissy Nardini, who is the president of Hardy, the Heating, Air Conditioning, Refrigeration, Distribution International Association. We're at the National Convention in Houston, which was taking place October 23rd through 25th at the Hilton Americas. Chrissy, can you tell me a little bit about the past year? Obviously, one of the neat things is that you're the first woman who's been president for the Hardy Association. So can you tell me a little bit about what's gone on this year?
Well, it's been a big honor to be the first female chosen, and hopefully it'll be a stepping stone that many other women will be following in my footsteps, and more women will see this as an industry that has interest to the females. The association itself has taken on several new initiatives. We did some strategic planning going back 2 years ago and decided to focus on education, advocacy, and benchmarking and information sharing. And going in that direction, we launched the Distribution Learning Network during the past year, and are continuing to add content and information to that. But we see that as a real viable education system for the distributors to go on and have training available on location at all the branches for all the wholesalers in our membership. That's one of the highlights probably of the year.
You know, in regard to the Distribution Learning Network, there are a lot of associations and clubs and things that offer a lot of services. How is this differentiated for your membership, do you think?
Well, we're trying to offer members training from A to Z, not only just training on products, but on skills such as public speaking, management, leadership, OSHA. We're trying to make it a true A to Z for them to train an employee from the day they start, all the way in as they work up the chain into leadership positions, and we don't really think anyone offers that kind of extensive training.
Now, there's always a lot of going on with Capitol Hill, and this year's no exception. There's been a lot of legislative efforts. Some are still stalemating a little bit in Congress, but what are some of the biggest things that Hardy's been working on and some of the big things that you see coming down the pike?
Well, I know they're working to try and continue the energy tax credits for people that buy energy-efficient equipment for their homes. They're working on issues related to the dry ship of refrigeration and some of the efficiency standards and legislation that is coming up.
You guys have something you call it the fly-in every year, and I know memberships are the leadership is always pushing that. How has that been going over the last couple of years? I mean, do you see that growing where more members are attending, or is it actually the economic times kind of slowing down travel for those people?
We're getting more and more people attending our conference calls and our government relations council and committee meetings. We're still having trouble bringing more and more people to come to Washington. I don't know if people are intimidated by the process, if they are cynical of the process, but I tried it for the first year and found the legislators really do value hearing because it gives them real-life examples of how the issues that they're debating are affecting people and business people back in their districts. So I felt a little more positive towards the whole process after I attended the fly-in, and I just encourage other members to do it as well.
What about just the general structure of Hardy? I know there's been some moving around some of the committees, a little bit of the structure. How is that taking shape for you guys?
Well, we're restructuring a couple of committees and councils. We blended together the Education Committee and the Professional Development Committee, and it's now called the Professional Development and Training Committee. We're going to use subcommittees to try and engage more members and really pick the issues that are the most topical and important to members today. We're also talking about HVA Systems and Equipment Council with Hydronics, and just more and more of the committees are using subcommittees to really tackle, because there's just so many issues and things happen so fast. Once or twice a year meeting, trying to talk about a lot of different topics isn't enough for the members. And so there's gonna be more use of conference calls and these subcommittees to keep the issues that are pertinent moving throughout the year.
You know, as we always are encouraging young people and especially women to get into this business, have there been any things that you found that really have kind of helped trigger your success in this industry and things that you might encourage young people to do as they're trying to take on leadership roles in this business?
Well, I didn't initially know that I would enter the business. I became a CPA, and I really found that I liked the business aspect of running a business when I joined my family's company. And I think if people like a challenge, they like working with people, like a business that is a major part of the economy and helping it develop and flourish and grow, training and degrees and business backgrounds and engineering type backgrounds are great for this industry. And stepping up and taking leadership positions in some of these committees and councils is really how you feel involved and engaged in the industry, and it kind of sparked my passion for it.
That's interesting. I know you mentioned yesterday when we were talking that you really started when you were pretty young in the family business, but then kind of went off on your own, went to college, got to CPA. Well, I'm curious, what made you decide to kind of really go back to the family business?
Well, to be truthful, I was looking to have some free time on my hands, because when I was in public accounting, you pretty much had no life from January to April. I thought I might find more free time in the family business. I discovered that it wasn't going to be quite that way, but it's much more rewarding, and I found my passion by coming back to it because it's something I care about so much, and it's neat to be responsible for the lives of many employees and their livelihood, and to help keep growing and spurring the economy.
Well, with American Metal Supply Company, your company in Springfield, Illinois, how's business been lately? How are things going?
We're more new construction related, so we're challenged more. We didn't get the bump that many of our friends in the industry got who sell equipment, so we're dependent on the commercial and residential construction. So it's going to be a few years before things are back to what the good old days, but we're just trying to grow geographically. We opened two new branches this year, and we're trying to grow geographically and by, you know, giving great service. While some of our other competitors are kind of under a financial strain, we're trying to out-service and have the right inventory in stock and on hand.
Okay. Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Good information. And look for more coverage of the Hardy meeting in an upcoming issue of the news. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. If you have any comments or suggestions for the podcast, please visit www.achrnews.com/podcast. You can find us there or on iTunes. Good times, everybody.